Now, here's why Laban wants to keep Jacob. Because Jacob says to Laban, verse 30, "For it was little which thou hadst before I came, and it is now increased unto the multitude." Let me just go ahead and say this to you men who go out there and work. You know your job is to make your boss money. He says, "It was little which thou hadst before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude." You say, "I want to become valuable for my boss." Make him money. Go to work, make him money, and be able to sit there and say, "Hey, you know that when I started working for you, your business was a little smaller, and it's increased. It's grown." Here Jacob says, "It was little which thou hadst before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude. And the Lord hath blessed thee since my coming, and now when shall I provide for mine own house also?" Jacob is saying, "I need to make some money and I want to build something for my own family." He says, "You know that I've worked hard." But let me just say this. I think that every Christian man should have some holy ambition to go out and build something and do something and be valuable at work and work hard for their boss and make the money. And when you become valuable to your boss, they will value you. When all you do is show up late, complain, and break things, they're going to be like, "Hey, you know, there's this other place that's hiring." But Jacob says, "Hey, I'm putting in my 2-week notice." And Laban says, "Name your price. We want to keep you. I've learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me because of you."